So in our Your Stock, Our Take segment, we have a question from Abigail in Toronto. She talks about, or she asks us about Ten Peaks Coffee Company, TPK on the TSX. It's an interesting company. We have looked at it a number of times in our small cap research. The company owns all of the interest in the Swiss Water Decaffeination Company Limited. It is a premium green coffee decaffeinator located in Burnaby, BC. It also owns and operates Seaforth Supply Chain Solutions, a green coffee handling, storage, and business located in Metro Vancouver. So what is Swiss Water Decaffeinated Coffee? Well, Swiss Water employs the proprietary Swiss Water process to decaffeinate green coffee without the use of chemicals, leveraging science-based systems and controls to produce amazing coffee that is 99.9% caffeine-free. The funny thing is, I'm rare. I don't drink coffee, but I think a lot of people, Aaron, maybe you can confirm this to me, many people drink coffee just for the caffeine. Give your opinion on that?
Yeah, I drink coffee almost every day, and I drink some decaffeinated coffee, but you know, mostly I like a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah,
it should have caffeine in it for sure. One thing that I do love decaffeinated coffee for is that as a coffee drinker, I do like the taste of coffee as well. So if I want to have one later in the day,
there's certainly a market for decaffeinated coffee for sure. And some people love the taste of coffee. And if you can get the great taste there with the decaffeinated and done cleanly, as this company does, using no chemicals, I think there's definitely a market here. And they've proven out there is a market for their process, the way they are doing it. But it is a timely question, too, from Abigail, as the company earned or just came out with their second quarter results this week. They were very strong results, higher volumes, boosted revenues for both the quarter and year to date. The revenues were up 21% in the quarter to $21.9 million. Net income was up 127% to $1.7 million. So tremendous growth. In terms of good growth in terms of revenue, strong growth in terms of income. That equated to around 19 cents per share in the quarter alone, up from 8 cents in the same period last year. Year to date, they've had 35 cents. That's for the 6 months of this year, up from 22 cents. If you look, we have looked at it, like I said, this company many times in the past. It is a BC-based business. They're in our back door. It can be boom and bust on the earnings front from year to year as the business is subject to the whims of coffee pricing. For example, during the first half of this year, the New York C Arabica coffee futures price averaged around $1.38 US per pound, compared to $1.24 per pound in the first 6 months of 2016. However, the NYC was higher on average. It has trended, while this year it was higher on average, the trend is what you really should look at in terms of this stock. It has trended downward in terms of price throughout 2017. This has a positive impact on the business, contributing to higher year-over-year volumes. So when that New York C coffee price declines over a sustained period, customers tend to add to their inventories, or their customers will add to their inventories. As opposed to that, in 2016, sales orders declined when that New York C coffee price started rising as customers chose to consume inventories rather than build them. So a sustained low price trend for coffee is good for business. The opposite is bad. Now, the company came out with these tremendous earnings, and the stock had a little bit of a move, but it really hasn't done much since there. And you know, it's very curious when you see a stock come up with tremendously strong earnings and there's not much of a move. So we have to look into the outlook or look forward on what we believe the company will do. So we looked into the company's outlook. Management has stated for the balance of 2017, the company will continue to focus on executing its capacity expansion plan and working to grow its market share in the U.S. and internationally. But margins in the second half of this year may be reduced if the current weakness in the US dollar continues. And we're seeing that as a theme for a number of companies. But during the second quarter, shipments of the company's decaffeinated coffees rose 19% over the same period last year, and we're up 10% year to date. Now, it's the third quarter in a row that the company has experienced record volume growth, with gains coming across the business. Looking ahead, however, they expect volume shipments to continue to increase, but to slow somewhat, as the second half of the year was particularly strong last year. As a result, the company anticipates annual volumes will be up by between 3 and 7% over the same period last year. Well, if you look at in the first quarter, up 19%, year to date, up 10%, but now they're only forecasting 3 to 7% growth over 2016. It suggests a weaker second half of the year. And the markets always look forward on companies, despite the fact that the price earnings multiple right now looks relatively good. It pays a solid dividend. It looks like the second half will be weaker than it was last year, and the market is holding off on bidding up the shares. We would rank the company as a hold right now. We would not be buying shares with a weak outlook going into the second half of this year.